Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's 10 minutes past the hour of 7. Welcome to the Helpline program on Radio Islam International. My name is Habib Bobat, and inshallah I'll be keeping your company this morning right up till 8:30 a.m. In this hour coming up, we'll be speaking to Mawlana Hassan Rawat, the Imam of Masjid Umar Farooq in Mackenzie Park, as well as a teacher there at the Islamic School. And we'll be furthering our discussion on how to cultivate the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For this, we welcome my guest, Mawlana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Amana wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And to all our esteemed listeners on this lovely morning, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
كيف أصبحت يا أخي الكريم؟
الحمد لله, very good, Mawlana. A lovely morning to speak of a lovely personality. There can be nothing better.
Indeed, and Mawlana speaking, saying, talking about speaking, you're going to be doing the bulk of speaking. Allow me a little bit more rest, Mawlana.
How are you feeling, Mawlana?
I have recovered, but just the throat. I picked up a viral infection, and the doctor said you have to take rest. And I was reading, they say if you're in the radio, at least 7 to 10 days of no talking, long stretch. So shukr, I did manage to get it rest. It's the last leg now, inshallah. But you'll help us out, Mawlana.
Inshallah.
Last week, Mawlana, jazakullah for coming on. I was not available. Perhaps you can just update us and tell us where we will be today, Mawlana.
See, Mawlana, we were discussing the reasons for loving Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we're really discussing the beauty of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam from different angles, the beauty of the features of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Allah Ta'ala blessed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with such amazing qualities that even his perspiration used to smell so beautiful. So different things, everything about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was so perfect and so nice and so beautiful that it only gave us reason to love Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam even more. So when I found some very interesting couplets, Mawlana, related to the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that I thought this week we could share and then continue the program from there on the beauty of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The one that I want to start off with, we did mention it very briefly, and the poet says, "E azal ki hasi, e abad ki hasi, tujhsa koi nahi, tujhsa koi nahi." That you were exceptionally beautiful from before, and you will always be the most beautiful. That means, if you find the Miss Universe and Miss World and whoever else and the hunks of the world, whoever people admire, from time to time they are, the period of being the celebrity lasts for a year. You are Miss Universe and the next year there's a new competition and somebody else takes the position. But for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it's a azal ki hasi, a abad ki hasi. From Adam Alayhi Salaam, from the inception of mankind till the day of Qiyamah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be the most beautiful, the most handsome. No one would be able to be compared to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the least bit.
Indeed. The lines are open for you to interact with us on 011-854-1548. Alternatively, you could WhatsApp on 072-786-1548 or the SMS line on 48855. Jimana, you may continue.
Jimana, amazing. Ali Rujanana said something very interesting regarding Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, "Man ra'ahu badahatan habahu." That whoever saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for the first time was overawed by the nur and the glamour on his Mubarak face. That when a person just came the first time to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, just for some reason, and the reason is obviously so obvious, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had this beauty that was then enhanced by a special nur which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him. So habahu, he was overawed by this view. وَمَنْ خَالَتَهُ مَعْرِفَةً أَحَبَّهُ. Then when a person started mixing with him more, automatically he started loving him. He started getting much closer to him. Then he realized that this beauty is enhanced and complemented by amazing akhlaq and character. So this then gave the person reason now to love this, because normally when you are overawed by a person, you distance yourself from him and then you come close but not too close. And then you maintain your distance. But the beauty was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when a person got closer to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he started loving him. And now he started feeling that there was a connection and an attachment with him. فَيَقُولُ نَائِتًا لَهُ لَمْ أَرَ قَبْلَهُ وَلَا بَعْدَهُ مِثْلَهُ. Now when a person felt that I love this person, I lived with him, I need to describe him, then he used to say, لَمْ أَرَ قَبْلَهُ وَلَا بَعْدَهُ مِثْلَهُ. I never saw somebody who were like him before and after him also. I never saw somebody like him. In other words, such beauty, such glamour, such elegance, such akhlaq, everything. I never found somebody before I met him like him, and even after that I never ever met anybody like him.
Jahan ke sare kamalat ek tujh mein hai, tere kamalat kisi mein nahi magar do char. Kya baat hai maa, humne bhi socha kuch aapke liye.
I was waiting. I said, even if the throat is like that, sometimes you just can't resist, you know.
Jahan ke sare kamalat, Mara, maybe you want to comment on the couple. Jahan ke sare kamalat ek tujh mein hai, tere kamalat kisi mein nahi magar do char.
See, like how the whole world's achievements and accomplishments is in you. It is all contained within you. Your specialities, maybe one or two you'll find in somebody else. And that is the amazing thing about Nabi Sassam, that he is all the previous Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam. Their specialities was contained in our one beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Nabi Sassam's specialities has been distributed amongst them and everybody else. Like on the same thing, Mawlana, a poet says, Kainati husn jabfeli to la mahduduti. Kainati husn jabfeli to la mahduduti. Or jab simti to tera naam ban ke reh gaye.
Subhanallah, kya baat kahi Mawlana. Uswa Mustafa ki ye tafsir hai. Roshni, 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 roshni. Subhanallah.
Subhanallah, Mawlana.
So Mawlana, now you can continue.
See, that the beauty of this world, when it spread out and it was distributed and it was scattered, it became too much to count. It became infinite. There was no way to count it. But when it was contained in one Muhammad. In one Nabi, everything that was there was contained within this one person. And the beauty, in Arabic they say, يَزِيرُكَ وَجْهُهُ حُسْنًا إِذَا مَا زِدْتَهُ نَظْرًا. The more we talk about you, the more we understand your beauty. You know, when you talk about somebody else, you talk, and eventually, for some reason, sometimes you get tired. Now, okay, I spoke enough now. How much more you want me to talk about you? Allah's Nabi Sassam, poets came and poets went, orators came and orators went, and they all eventually had to realize that لا يمكن الثناء كما كان حقه. We could never do justice to speaking and praising him as we ought to. And everyone came and said what he needed to say in the best manner he could say. And the beauty of Nabi Sassam only increased, only became more and more. It only made Nabi Sassam look more appealing, more attractive, more that people would want to follow him. But imagine, Mawlana, amazing, that Allah's Nabi Sassam, who lived in Makkah and Medina Sharif, and then traveled a little out of the Arabian Peninsula, but not much. And then the people in China 1400 years later want to love him. The people in America 1400 years later want to love him. The people in Europe in the north want to love him. The people in the south in southern Africa want to love him. In every part of the world you get somebody who loves him, who admires him, who adores him. This is amazing. This in itself is a miracle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Amazing. And Mawlana, it's not just external beauty that attracted people. It's the internal beauty that people were attracted to. And I mean, in many people's life, without targeting, Mawlana, they say if a person is handsome or if she's beautiful, then they come with attitude also. But this wasn't the case of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
See, Mawlana, on that, amazing that you brought that point up, that Nabi Sassam, his beauty, outward beauty, was complemented by his inner beauty of his akhlaq and character. And I found this last week, we mentioned one, two of it, but we couldn't do much justice to it because unfortunately our memory doesn't hold so strong. So I actually went to find this couplet of Hazrat Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, which is titled Salam Uspar. So he says, Salam Uspar, ke jisne be kaso ki dastagiri ki. May Allah's special salutation and mercy descend upon that person who used to give support to those who had nothing, to those who were helpless, to those who were in destitute, to all those in need. He gave them support. He gave them a helping hand. He was there for them. And then he says, Salam Uspar Kidiste Badshahi Me Fakiri Ki. May Allah's special salutations be upon that king who, in spite of being the king, chose to live the life of a one in poverty. I'm trying to choose the correct words here. Who, in spite of being the king, lived the life of one who would seem to be in need, who lived the life in poverty, who lived the life of a person who was poor, who in his house, the day he passed away, had nothing to eat, or rather, no oil to light the lantern for the day. In our terms today, no money to even buy light. But he was the king of kings. He was the one for whom Allah Ta'ala created. And then he says, Maulana, Salam Uspar, ke jisne zakhmo khakar pur darsai.
Allahu Akbar.
That Allah's salutation and Allah's mercy descend upon that being who, in spite of being wounded, chose to give flowers to his enemies. Who, in other words, who, in spite of being wounded and harmed, still showed the best of akhlaq and the best of character to his enemies. And that is what transpired at Fath Makkah, on the conquest of Makkah. When those people who tortured him, those people who persecuted the Muslims, those people who oppressed the Muslims, those people who done the worst kind of oppression and torture and evil to the Muslims, when he entered Makkah, he said that today is the day of forgiveness, today is the day where we will show the honor of the Kaaba and will maintain the sanctity of the Kaaba and we will forgive all those who done harm to us.
Indeed, wo danae subul khatm ar-rusul مولای کل جس نے غبار راہ کو بخشا فروغ وادی سینہ نگاہ عشق و مستی میں وہی اول وہی آخر وہی قرآن وہی فرقان وہی یاسین وہی طہا.
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ مولانا. Today the mood is different, مولانا. When the mood is like this, the throat also has to be.
It's amazing that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was accomplished on both levels, on both fronts, internally, externally. And if you look at the pop stars and the idols, their outward life is a contrast to their inward life. And if you peep into their lives, into their internal affairs, the internal affairs are in total shambles. You wouldn't even want to follow that person. But look at the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His internal life and external life, his inner beauty and outer beauty, both coherent, Mulana.
Amazing, Mulana, amazing. There's a couple of, just one more, and then I want to touch on what Mulana is saying, so important. He says, Salam Uspar ke jisne galiya sunkar duaye di. I wish, Mulana, I wish Allah Ta'ala could give us a sifat also. Yeah, Allah's special mercy descend upon that being who, after listening to vulgar, after listening to rude words, or after being verbally abused, used to give du'as.
Allahu
Akbar. This is an amazing quality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that people used to verbally abuse him, and in return he used to give them du'as. And there's so many narrations in this regard. Mulana, coming to that point that you mentioned, of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's if we look at the pop stars and the superstars or the soccer stars or the sports stars of today, if you look at the inner personal life, Mulana, it's filth upon filth. Whether it's drugs, whether it's linked to prostitution, whether it's linked to being disloyal to the spouse, whether it's being all this filth is only combined in their life. But if you look at our beloved Master Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that it is mentioned that he had so much of haya and modesty and shame in him, that he had more haya and shame than that woman who wasn't prior married, who was a virgin. And such a woman, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's akhlaq and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's haya and shame and modesty was even more than that.
Amazing. We go for a commercial break. When we return, inshallah, we'll continue.
سلام اس پر کہ جس نے بے قصوں کی دستگیری کی سلام اس پر کہ
These holidays, whether you want to sleep in it, show it off, take it for a quick wash around the corner, or even a getaway, it's entirely up to you. At Lindsay Saker Moy Street, Johannesburg, we are passionate about VW. It's about that connection you have with your VW. Which is why we love making our customers feel welcome and relaxed when buying or servicing their cars. if you're planning to buy or service your car. Come in to Lindsay Saker Moy Street, Johannesburg, and experience our personal touch. Call 011-224-4000.
Dua when leaving masjid.
Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik.
O Allah, verily, I seek from you your bounty.
Africa, Africa.
The months and days of Hajj towards Eid al-Adha have arrived. Sponsor one or more Qurbani animals for those in need for just 750 rands per share in the most deserving areas of Africa, or just 1,700 rands per share in South Africa. The slaughtering of livestock overseen by AMA representatives is undertaken within these remote villages to ensure that the most needy experience the essence of Eid al-Adha. Call Africa Muslims Agency now on 011-834-8685 or donate online at Africa Muslims Agency at co.za. Africa Muslims Agency, the agency that cares.
Africa.
Life is full of ups and downs. Finishing school and going to varsity, definitely an up. Starting a job you hate, downer. Having a home-cooked meal with family you love, big up. Eating junk food at your desk, down. Cooking with Sunfoil, which is high in polyunsaturates and naturally cholesterol-free, two thumbs up. Perfect for cooking, frying and baking. Sunfoil is proud to be KZN's number one selling cooking oil.
Sunfoil, bringing quality to life one drop at a time.
Tweet Molana Khabib Bobat at Khabib Bobat.
يا أخي المسلم في كل مكان وبلد أنت مني وأنا منك تغوص.
This is Helpline 1548 with Molana Khabib Bobat.
أنت مني وأنا منك تغوص.
We are discussing how to cultivate the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we are speaking about his perfection from the internal side and from the external side. Well, just the narration you shared earlier on, where the Sahabi was unable to describe the Prophet of Allah out of awe and out of respect, because he says, whenever I would come in the gathering, I would lower my gaze out of respect for him. One is to lower your gaze, or one is not to look at a person out of fear. And one is out of respect. And here the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala were doing it out of respect. It reminds me of another narration of when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was negotiating with the kuffar of the Quraysh to go into Mecca at the time of Hudaybiyah. So then they sent a person from their side, a delegation, they sent a man to represent the delegation from their side. And he came to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he only observed how the Sahaba were interacting with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when he returned, he said to his people that I've came from the best of people. I've been to the emperors of the time, I've been to the rulers of the time, I've been to the pharaohs, I've been to the khusrus, I've been to the people in the different regions, but I haven't seen respect for the Prophet of Allah and love for the Prophet of Allah as displayed by Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala for the Prophet of Allah. And then he gives the detailed description that when he performs ablution, before the water can reach the ground, they are fighting to get that water, the leftover water of the Prophet of Allah. When he spoke, pin drop silence. Everybody gave him an attentive ear. And when he would, if his saliva would emanate from his mouth, then immediately Sahaba would go and catch it, and they would place it on their, rub it onto their body. This was the reverence the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala showed. And it came naturally from them, without a whip, without a sword, without any authority from that side. So it's really amazing, Malala, that it was optional. What I'm trying to emphasize is it was optional and not something by force, Malala.
Tima, this is the amazing part of Nabi Sassam. That is why they say the kings of today, he has taken over the lives of people. But Nabi Sassam, being such a remarkable king, took over the hearts of the people.
Amazing.
And this is exactly what you're saying, Mawlana. So true that Sahaba voluntarily, lovingly respected the Nabi Sallallahu in the manner that they showed to him.
Ji, Mawlana, we can continue now with the next one.
Muhammad, is one more couplet that I found regarding the perspiration of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where the poet says, Ehle dunya ko mubarako gulo ki khushbu. Ehle dunya ko mubarako gulo ki khushbu. Hum to marte hain Muhammad ke paseene ke liye.
Hai hai, kya baat kahi. Subhanallah, Allah translate.
The people of this world, good luck to them with the different fragrances and scents of the different plants. That you'll find different plants have different scents which people enjoy. But Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we die for his scent and his perspiration. Because Sahaba say, wala shamamtu ambaran wala udan, I can't get the exact words, that the different perfumes that were found in the world, we couldn't find it, we could not compare it to the beauty and the scent and the smell of the perspiration of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahu Akbar. If the perspiration that emanated from his body was so mubarak, imagine everything else, man. Huh?
Everything else was amazing. The words of the hadith is actually wala shamamtu miskan qattu wala itran kana atyaba min urqin nabiy sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But as it Anas radiallahu anhu says, I never smelled any form of musk, and today you get musk of different qualities. In those days the musk was more pure. Nor did I smell any other itar, whether it was amber, oud, or anything else that smelled better than the mubarak perspiration of our beloved master Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So I found this couplet really amazing, where he expresses his love for the perspiration of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
We've got a call online. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu Maulana, how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
How's Maulana Rawat? I went to visit him 2 Sundays ago. I don't know if he remembers. I came last time on Sunday. How are you, Maulana?
Alhamdulillah.
You take a gift, brother?
I've got something which I just want to share from one of the non-Muslim admirers, the Reverend Bosworth Smith. He says he was Caesar and Pope in one, but he was Pope without the Pope's pretensions and Caesar without the legions of Caesar. Without a standing army, without a bodyguard, without a palace, without a fixed revenue, if ever any man had the right to say that he ruled by the right divine, it was Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For he had all the powers without its instruments and without its supports. I thought I'll just make a contribution regarding that.
Jazakumullah khairan. Where are you calling us from, brother?
From Indonesia. My name is Yunus.
Okay, brother. Jazakumullah.
Ji,
Mawana. Excuse me.
That's amazing, Mawana. I'm so happy this caller has come on. I do remember meeting him, alhamdulillah. This Mawana, amazing. We are sharing couplets from the Arabic and the Urdu language, and I appreciate this brother coming with something with English taste also. And that also links us to the next part that we're going to discuss, the grandeur and the accomplishment of Nabi Sassam. And Mawana, what this brother just mentioned is what the Arabic poet said, Al-Fadlu ma shahidat bihi al-a'da'u. That one is virtue that is mentioned by your admirers, by people who are your supporters and your lovers, which is fair, which is necessary, but which also to a certain extent, a person can say, no, but they're your admirers, that's why. But Al-Fadlu ma shahidat bihi al-a'da'u. Your virtue is when your enemy speaks high about you. So like this brother mentioned, this is a non-Muslim person. He's got nothing linked to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He is speaking about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the achievements and accomplishments of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he's highlighting the part of the humility of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That today if you look, and without being critical to any person, if you look at the other review, whether it is the Pope or anybody else, and you look at the clothes and the manner in which they are dressing, and if you look at the humility of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with which he came across as amazing. That sometimes you'll find patches on the Mubarak clothes of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the clothes in which Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, and I was, this week we were discussing it in class, I told the learners that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when you go into a material shop, you'll find material that is fine, soft, and expensive because it is thin, it is soft. And then you'll find the coarse, thick material that is much cheaper. People who can't afford the expensive material will buy it. And as Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha says, that Nabi Sassam passed away while he had a patch sheet on top, and his bottom lungi, the bottom half of the cloth that he used, that was of thick coarse material. that wasn't a very extensive material. And the amazing part of this, Maulana, is that this was after the conquest of Makkah. So this wasn't in the early days of Makkah when people could have attributed it to say that, to the fact that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't have, that's why he couldn't afford. This was after Idha Ja'a Nasrullah wal Fath, when Allah gave conquest of Makkah, when Allah gave them the treasures of all the other wars, and the booties and the spoils of war were in the hands of the Muslims, when the Muslims were now prospering and progressing. When this was after the spoils of war of Khaybar and everything else came into the hands of Muslims. In spite of all that wealth, Allah's Nabi Sassam chose to live this life. And the life of Nabi Sassam of poverty was voluntarily. It wasn't something that was beyond his control. That's why he had to live with it. The incident is very famous. The Jibreel alayhi salam said, Allah Ta'ala is prepared to change the mountains of Uhud into gold for you. Nabi Sassam said, I'll eat one day and one day I'll keep roza.
Amazing. In another narration, it's mentioned that Allah presented to me the mountains of Tihama to be told into gold, turned into gold for me. But I said, I'd rather be a humble servant and eat one day and be thankful the other day. Let's go to the lines. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Malan, it's me again. I've got another contribution to make. Can I go ahead? This was La Martin in Muhammad Heroes and Heroes Worship. He says, if greatness of purpose, smallness of means, and astounding results are the three criteria of human genius, who could dare to compare any great man in modern history with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? La Martin ends his lengthy segment of literary masterpiece with the words, philosopher, orator, apostle, legislator, warrior, conqueror of ideas, restorer of rational beliefs, of a cult without images, the founder of 20 terrestrial empires and of one spiritual empire. That is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As regards all standards by which human greatness may be measured, we may well ask, is there any man greater than he sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Salamus par. Jazakallah.
Jee, Mulana, a lot of salam coming through this morning.
Jee, alhamdulillah, amazing, Mulana. And you know, they say, in English, they say, it's master of none, jack of all trades, master of none, that you know a little bit of everything, but you haven't mastered in every field, or you haven't mastered any, you just know a little of it. But Nabi Sassam, on the Musalla, he was the greatest imam. On the battlefield, he was the greatest commander. In class, amongst Sahaba, he was the greatest teacher. At home, he was the best of husbands. In every field, when he stood on the minbar, his khutbah was so concise, yet so comprehensive, and yet with such a deep message, that on one sentence, people, mufassirin, muhaddithin, could write 20, 30, up to 100, 200 pages on one hadith. So in every field, like the brother mentioned, Allah's Nabi was a master. He reached perfection. And if with little means a person could accomplish much, a man who was born an orphan could conquer and come back and defeat the people who expelled him from his mother city and hometown, Makkah Sharif. That is a remarkable feat and a remarkable achievement of our beloved Master Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
SubhanAllah. Well, you may continue.
Simonana, we come on to the grandeur of Nabi Sassam, the Kamalat and the perfection in this brother, mashallah. We say Jazakumullah Khairah to him, who set the tone also in this reason to love Nabi Sassam because of his amazing achievements. And yeah, the greatest achievement is Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا. The virtue and the grace of Allah Ta'ala is truly great upon you. So all this that Nabi Sassam achieved, as because Allah's special mercy, Allah's great grace and virtue was descending upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had the special help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such perfection and to such a great extent. And this, Maulana, this achievement of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in this world as well as in the year after as well. In both, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his great qualities, that in his knowledge also he was perfect, in his every achievement he was perfect. That is why Allah ta'ala says, before this, وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا, Allah ta'ala says, وَعَلَّمَكَ مَا لَمْ تَكُنْ تَعْلَمُ. Allah ta'ala taught you that which you did not know. He was an ummi. He was one who did not know, who was not taught by a teacher. Rather, he was somebody that Allah Ta'ala chose to teach him himself. So there was no teacher, and naturally a person is indebted to his teacher. So Allah Ta'ala didn't want Nabi Sassam to be indebted to anybody in knowledge. Allah Ta'ala said, your knowledge will come directly from me.
Allahu Akbar, amazing. We go for another commercial break. When we return, inshallah, we will continue.
You're listening to the Helpline 1548.
If your Mercedes-Benz vehicle is out of maintenance plan, Mercedes-Benz is now offering you an additional 30% saving on selected service and wear and tear parts until the 31st of December 2015. So when it comes to caring for your Mercedes-Benz, trust the best and do what's best for you and your vehicle. Bring it to the people who made it and know it best to ensure that your vehicle receives the quality of care it deserves. To find out more about this deal and more, contact Shiraz Auto on 011-213-1100, corner Protea Avenue and Nirvana Drive, Lanesha. Terms and conditions apply.
Takbir.
Allahu Akbar.
Allah is the greatest.
Your motoring needs simplified. For leisure, pleasure, adventure, or hard labor, we have it all in our box. From the versatile Micra, spacious Elmira, refined Sentra, reliable Qashqai, to the tough-as-nails X-Trails and Navaras, find the box at Motor Deal Joburg. Call Motor Deal Johannesburg at 011-835-3535. Staff, friendly and ready to offer you great deals, great service, and remember, we also have Sharia-compliant finance options available in our box.
Continental Cash and Carry, over 7,500 square meters of stock and a wide range of cosmetics, homeware, hardware, medical, hair products and much more. With ample parking available for our customers, friendly staff and low prices and many in-store specials. Located centrally at number 14 Mineral Crescent, Extension 3, in the hub of Crown Mines. Continental Cash and Carry. Call us on 010-594-2085.
Radio Islam cannot guarantee that any business, insurance or financial institution whose services are advertised are Sharia compliant.
Isn't it odd how we sometimes make things harder for ourselves? Like when buying a car or equipment, you drive all the way to the bank to sort our paperwork instead of simply doing it with SA's First iContract. You can sign and amend contracts securely online and be fully Sharia compliant. Convenient vehicle and asset finance that's also Sharia compliant. Why wouldn't you choose this? After all, it just makes sense. Search FNB Islamic Banking. FNB, how can we help you? First National Bank is a division of First Rand Bank Limited, an authorized financial services and credit provider. Terms and conditions apply.
Sedgers, situated in Vereeniging, your one-stop family shop. Get up to 35% off youthful, casual, and kiddies branded clothing for the lovers of functional art. Try our Carol Boys range. Look in our exquisite furniture and linen department. Tasteful furniture, decor, and advice to matching linen and curtains. Treat yourself to the beauty of designer jewelry, watches, sunglasses, and formal wear to suit your taste. Sedgers, your original family store where personal service is guaranteed.
Sunbeam Steel, suppliers of all steel products. For carports, gates, burglar-proofing, fencing, reinforcing steel mesh, and all your structural steel. We also stock roof sheeting in galvanized polycarbonate and fiberglass. For that fantastic rail deal, contact Sunbeam Steel. Situated at Main Clip River Road, Akenoff. Call us on 011-948-6011 or 6013 or 011-948-7905.
Santac, Radio Islam satellite signal provider, has once again changed our decoder settings. We have in place a dual frequency connection period, which means that both the old and new settings will work until the 31st of August 2015. As of the 1st of September 2015, your decoder will only work with the new settings. Under the circumstances, retuning may be done by the following. Oneself, using the DIY instructions on our website www.radioislam.org.za. Bring your decoder in for retuning at Radio Islam's offices from Monday to Saturday, 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. in Lanasia, 35 Cuckoo Avenue. Phone our call center during office hours, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on 011-854-7022. And receive instructions on how to retune your decoder. If you are tuning your decoder on your own, you will require a TV monitor. Our technical team will be visiting different areas throughout South Africa. Schedule for the KwaZulu-Natal province is as follows. In Escort, on the 24th of August, 8 Wagon Road, contact 083-578-6134. The technicians for the KZN region, Kasim Variava, 076-934-3138. Or Ismail Henry, 073-372-0646. Please bring along your remote for retuning.
يا أخي المسلم في كل مكان وبلد أنت مني وأنا منك
تقول. This is Helpline 1548 with Mulana Habib Baba.
أنت مني وأنا منك تقول.
وہ جس کے لیے محفل کونین سجی ہے فردوس سے بری جس کے وسیلے سے بنی ہے وہ ہاشم مکی
صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم
ماشاءاللہ ماشاءاللہ بہت خوب
محمد ہے محمد ہے وہی ختم رسول ہے مخدوم مربی ہے وہی والی کل ہے اس پر ہی نظر والشمس ضحا تیرا انور کی جھلک ہے واللیل سجا کے سوئے حضرت کی لٹک ہے
يا أخي المسلم في كل مكان وبلد أنت مني وأنا منك تقول
This is Helpline 1548 with مولانا حبيب بابا
وبلد أنت مني وأنا منك تقول
ہاں وہ میرا نبی ہے میرا نبی وہ میرا نبی ان کا نبی ان کا نبی سب کا نبی ہے جی مولانا
سبحان اللہ مولانا سو بیوٹیفل جی نہیں جی مولانا وی کین نیور ایور ڈو جسٹس ٹو ہاؤ دی پوئٹس ہیو ایکسپلین نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ان ڈیفرنٹ ویز آن دیٹ پوائنٹ مولانا وی ور مینشننگ وعلمک ما لم تکن تعلم اللہ تعالی ٹوٹ یو دیٹ وچ یو نیو ناٹ سو بیوٹیفل ان ادر پوئٹس حضرت مولانا ظفر علی خان رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سید اسے جو فلسفیوں سے کھل نہ سکا اور نقطہ ورو سے حل نہ ہوا وہ راز ایک کملی والے نے بتلا دیا چند اشاروں میں
آئے ہائے کیا بات کہی مولانا دوبارہ کہو
جو فلسفیوں نے کھل نہ سکا اور نقطہ ورو نے حل سے حل نہ ہوا وہ راز ایک کملی والے نے بتلا دیا چند اشاروں سے That what the philosophers and what the intellectuals of the world could not resolve and could not explain, in a few moments, in simple words, Allah's Nabi has explained to the world. Mawlana, if you look at Quran Sharif, just two examples from Quran Sharif. One is how Allah Ta'ala explained to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Quran Sharif the different levels and layers of darkness in the ocean. Which a Nabi who never went to a school, never went to an institute, who never went to a university, taught us as his ummati 1400 years ago. Today researchers have found the different layers of darkness in the ocean at the bottom. Wow. This is amazing. Then if you look at the different stages of a pregnancy of a woman, which 3D have found through different tests, and you can go for 3D and 4D tests and all scan and all that. But Allah's Nabi, that time taught us, ثم خلقنا النطفة علقة فخلقنا العلقة مضغة فخلقنا المضغة عظاما فكسونا العظام لحما. That the different stages from a drop of liquid to a blood cloth, from there to a piece of flesh, then mixed with bones, and then the bones are then clothed by meat. In amazing different stages, Allah Ta'ala explains. This Allah's Nabi knew that time. And where the level of achievement, accomplishment, and perfection comes in, with all that knowledge, it only made him more humble.
Amazing. And what perfection in his life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to follow him. There should be no reason to look elsewhere. So perfect from every angle. We can go on to the next page, Mulana.
Mulana, we go on to the next page regarding the beauty. And on this, Mulana, also regarding Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's beautiful example ulama give to the ulama, and normally in ulama bayans you hear this. They say the more fruit a tree bears, the lower it sinks down.
Phalon se ladi hui shaakh, Mulana, wo Urdu ka sher hai. Phalon se ladi hui shaakh jhuka karti hai.
Subhanallah,
wo ulama-e Deoband mein likha hua hai wahan shuru mein. Ji, Mulana.
So Allah's Nabi was like this. And then coming on to the achievement, we mentioned Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's achievement was in this world as well, and people can argue that in this world was amongst his ummah, but on the day of Qiyamah it will be in front of everybody. That Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that I will be the first one to knock on the door of Jannah. I will have the greatest and the biggest ummah, the largest ummah amongst all the Anbiya on the day of Qiyamah. There are so many ahadith that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam speaks about this. And amazing as it, I think Allah Mashabir Ahmad Uthmani Rahmatullahi mentioned a very important point on this. He said that Nabi Sassan mentioning his different kamalat and achievement wasn't because it was self-praise, but it was the command of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala told him, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. That all my favors that I bestowed upon you, فَحَدِّثْ. Mention it to the people. Inform them about it. So that is why on numerous occasions you'll find at the end of the hadith, Nabi says, wala fakhr. It's not out of pride that I mentioned these to you. If it was my choice, I would not have mentioned it to you. But this is the command of my Allah, that what Allah bestowed to me, I should tell you to make you understand that you should be confident that when you are following me as your Nabi, that when you are believing in me as your Nabi, this is not the right choice, but the best choice to make.
Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding indeed. Malala, we can move on.
Malala, I think we move on to the next one. The fourth reason, so far we've discussed three reasons why we should love Nabi Sassam. The fourth reason is Nabi Sassam's favors upon us. How Nabi Sassam has done different favors to us in different ways. And like it is said, Al-Insanu Abdul Ihsan, that man is a slave of that person who's favored him. So when we look at the favors of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then it is truly amazing how much Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has favored us, how much Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has cared for us, and how much Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has worried for us. That incident of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, one day that Aisha radiallahu anha finds Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a very good mood, so they engage in a discussion, and then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Aisha, Nabi says, Aisha radiallahu anha tells Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I see you in a very good mood today. He says, yes, O Aisha, ask me today whatever you want. Ask me, I'll give it to you. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, that time, I mean, if we have to ask our wives today, they'll say, okay, let's go to the jewelry shop. There's a very nice ring I saw. And for long I was waiting for the mood to be right to ask for it. So I think, you know, they say when the iron is hot, you should strike. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says, oh Nabi of Allah, make dua for me.
Subhanallah.
Till today I'm yet to find a wife who has reached that level, Mawlana. At that time, you know, when the mood is right, when the wallet is full and everything is going well, that the wife can say, no, I just want your dua.
Ajeeb.
So Nabi Sassam makes dua for Aisha radiallahu anha. Allahumma aghfir li Aisha ma taqaddamat min dambiha wa ma ta'akhkharat wa ma asrat wa ma a'lanat wa ma anta a'lamu biha something to this effect, oh Allah, forgive the sins of Aisha, that which is done, she could have done in the past, that which she might do in the future, that which might have been done secretly, that which was done openly. After such a dua, Mawlana, on this point, digressing a bit, who can then criticize our beloved mother, that Aisha radiallahu anha? So Aisha radiallahu anha becomes so happy that Allah's Nabi has made such a dua for me, that my past sins, my future sins, all forgiven. She's so happy, her head actually falls into her lap. So then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Aisha, did my dua make you happy? She says, most definitely, why wouldn't such a beautiful Mubarak dua from these Mubarak lips of yours make me happy? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Aisha, this dua I make for my ummah 5 times a day at every namaz.
Allahu Akbar. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Mawlana, on this point, I sometimes tell myself and I tell the students as well, Allah's Nabi used to ask forgiveness for us more than we ask forgiveness for ourselves.
Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ji Mawlana, we can carry on.
Ji Mawlana, on this point also we can relate it to the ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in this ayat the meaning is so deep, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. That such a Nabi has come to you from amongst you, that عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ, whatever inconveniences you, whatever harms you, is a great burden upon him. Aziz is such a word that shows something is one of the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Something that is very mighty, something that is very strong. So Allah, that which harms you, that which will lead you astray, is a great, it grieves him so much that it is a huge burden upon him. Harisun alaykum. That haris, although ulama translated, he is somebody who is very restless, desirous of your good fortune. But haris is actually used sometimes for a person who is greedy. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you can't explain the desire and the anxiousness and the will of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to see you happy and to see you successful in this world and in the akhirat. So harisun alaykum bil mu'mineen ra'ufur rahim. And for the believers, he is most compassionate, he is most kind, he is most merciful.
Amazing. Azizun alayhi. And also, فَلَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا. This was with regards to the non-believers. So imagine the believers, Mana.
See, Mana, amazing that he is prepared to kill himself. He is prepared to let everything off and sacrifice everything to just see you get hidayat. And this was again that part of the kufar, that how Nabi Sansa wanted to see the kufar also successful. Those people who became his arch enemies, his dua was Allah give them also hidayat. Whether you take the example of Habar bin Aswad, whether you take the example of Wahshi, whether you take the multiple examples of how Nabi Sansa went to Abu Jahl and tried to speak to him and advise him to accept Islam, and many, many other Sahaba. Eventually when Abu Jahl didn't accept, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got it right with his son Ikrama bin Abi Jahl. That Ikrama radiallahu anhu got hidayat. And when Ikrama was coming to the Mubarak Majlis of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam addressed Sahaba quickly. And he said, my Sahaba, Ikrama is coming. Don't speak ill of his father. Speaking ill of the dead won't harm the dead, but it will cause pain to those that are living. Imagine at that time Nabi Sassam could have just told him and said, Ikrama, you know what your father did to me. Sometimes you find that a person doesn't want his daughter to get married to so-and-so because that person's father done something to me, or he done me down in business. So even after marriage, you'll find that that man will one day tell his son-in-law, you know, you're a good person, but really I must tell you, you know what your father did. So I can't tell you how your father did me down. So we're quick to then lambast those people that have passed away. But in this case, you find Nabi Sassam advises Sahaba and he says, don't speak ill of Abu Jahl. He's going to harm this young man that his father done such and such a wrong. Even that time, Nabi Sassam was considerate to the family of his arch enemies.
Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the akhlaq of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakumullah for your time. We hope to further this discussion next week, inshaAllah.
جی ان شاء اللہ مولانا اللہ تعالیٰ bless us with the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the akhlaq of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala raise us in close proximity to our beloved Master Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.